Kamran, we can't do all the messages, but maybe you can give a closing comment and just an overall view and perspective as we wrap up this program, Mulana.
Well, I think very important. We had some wonderful programs in the course of Ramadan.
Sure.
The type of questions that have come in have been quite amazing. Allah Ta'ala reward everyone. And it shows that people do have challenges in relationship. And at the end of the day, it's a relationship. Is something like that. وَجَعَلْنَا بَعْضَكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ فِتْنَةً. Allah Ta'ala says we have made each and every one of you a fitna, a trial unto one another. So it's a trial to one another. That means relationships are challenging. وَجَعَلْنَا بَعْضَكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ فِتْنَةً. We have made you a trial unto one another. أَتَصْبِرُونَ. Won't you make sabr? Subhanallah, the beauty of the Holy Quran tells you that relationships are challenging. It is a trial. أَتَصْبِرُونَ. Won't you make sabr? Make sabr with one another. Hello? So instead of choosing the path which leads to resistance or fight, choose the path which leads towards sabr and patience, you know. And for example, I always tell people that certain type of things you don't like, it can't be changed on one occasion or on one conversation. Even if there is something that you feel strongly about, then sit and never ever argue on things when people are angry. When things are angry, then you never ever get something done. So just bear this in mind. Remember, it is a day of happiness. Let us keep it happy. Let us stay away from unnecessary arguments and unnecessary tension. Allah has given us such a beautiful Ramadan. I made so much dua. Ya Allah, we had such a beautiful Ramadan. Don't end it with bitterness and acrimony. And Alhamdulillah, yesterday we had a decision that has been made. Then Alhamdulillah, by and large, it has been accepted. Unnecessary, you know, it put paid to those people who were actually looking for a fight and who were looking for fitna. They were trying and trying the utmost to create the fitna. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala quelled it. And Allah ta'ala brought about stability. You know, so let us also in a similar manner try to find situations which bring stability, which bring happiness, which bring love, which bring kindness, which bring compassion. إِذَا أَرَادَ بِأَهْلِ بَيْتٍ خَيْرٍ أَدْخَلَ عَلَيْهِمُ رِزْقٍ. Whenever Allah Ta'ala wants goodness in a household, in a family, Allah Ta'ala introduces kindness, not fighting. Allah Ta'ala introduces kindness. In any house, when Allah Ta'ala wants goodness, Allah Ta'ala introduces kindness. So let us bring our interaction with one another should be on the basis of kindness and compassion.
Wonderful. Jazakallah khairan for your time. Much appreciated. We hope that you also have a wonderful day of Eid. And inshallah.
And we hope everyone has a wonderful Eid. Eidun Sa'idun. May Allah Ta'ala grant everyone the best of Eid. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for those who have had challenges during the year. Allah Ta'ala under the circumstances make something that is, they get some sort of closure, or they have some sort of consolation on the day of Eid. Allah Ta'ala grant them some form of sabr and patience through the means of Eid. It can't be easy for those who have had challenges. Allah make it easy for everyone. And I can understand the challenges they are going through, but we make dua for them. And if we can play a role in any way to lessen someone's difficulty, let us play that role. And don't make it a situation of exacerbating people's problems. We don't need that in our community anymore. We need positivity. Inshallah, Allah make it so.
JazakAllah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.